We then wash our hands, but do not say a blessing, as this is not for the main meal, but just for a tiny appetizer. The master of the house takes some parsley, the karpas, and after dipping it in salt water, gives a little to everyone at table. They all recite the following blessing before eating it.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei peri ha'adama.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the earth. The reason for this custom is obscure. It may be a vestige of an ancient hors d'oeuvre, or perhaps it's just there to make the meal special, and to provoke the question that comes later, why on this night do we dip our food twice? The master of the house breaks the middle piece of matzah into two unequal pieces to symbolize the parting of the Red Sea, when the children of Israel went through unharmed. The smaller piece is left in its place on the table, and the larger piece is put aside for the afikomen, yet another symbol of the Passover lamb which can no longer be sacrificed since the destruction of the temple. In many communities, the afikomen is hidden for the children to find at the end of the meal. There are several pleasing customs connected to this stage of the evening. In one of them, combining the practices of Gibraltar and Tunis, the children dress up as travellers. Matzah, wrapped in a scarf or a cloth, is placed on their shoulders around their necks, and they hold staffs in their hands. The children knock loudly on the door. They are admitted and questioned closely as they enter the room. Who are you? We are the children of Israel. Where have you come from? We have come from the land of Egypt. And where are you going? We are going to the land of Israel. What was it like in Egypt? Oh, don't even ask. It was terrible. What are you carrying on your shoulders? We are carrying matzah. Why matzah? And so on and so on.